WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 61 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police continue to investigate a crash last Friday morning that killed two men and critically injured a third. According to BPD's daily case list, it is being investigated as an intoxication manslaughter. A spokesman says officers have not determined if there was an attempt to avoid striking the truck occupied by the victims and or if there was an attempt to stop. The collision took place in the parking lot of a truck stop off Highway 21 in West Bryan when a pickup left the highway and struck a second that was in the parking lot waiting to get on the highway. A very divided College Station City Council decided to build an expanded City Hall complex at its current location instead of moving south. James Benham was among the four members endorsing city staff's plan for new construction over multiple years.
I love it. I don't just like it. I think it's fantastic. It provides a ton of flexibility. To Ms. Harbell's point, it allows us to have some control over a very critical property that's adjacent to a historical neighborhood, which I know is important to that neighborhood.
Blanche Brick agreed with Julie Schultz that City Hall should be relocated to city-owned property along Krennic Tap between Texas and Dartmouth.
I'm not opposed to us being across the street from Texas A&M. I do believe this gives a little more separation, though, for the city as far as having its own location.
And Mayor Carl Mooney abstained, stating he could not decide between those options. The design process is tentatively scheduled to begin next year, with construction planned for the following year. 3 hours of last Thursday's College Station City Council meeting were viewed from a distance by one member.
My company represents the developer on the retail brokerage side, and so there was a clear conflict there, and so I sat back and watched on TV like everybody else.
Barry Moore stepped away and was not present for a pair of votes that expands the University Town Center commercial development on University by giving a second access off of Lincoln and Ashburn.
I think we've got these folks banging down the door saying, show us a site that works. Show us, and they all want to be on University or Texas.
Moore, speaking on our show, brought up the Town Center is one of 11 locations identified by city staff that can host a major retailer.
And I think as a city, we need to be able to say, you're welcome here.
The council was told an expanded town center could generate another $1.5 million from sales tax and hotel occupancy taxes. While the enrollment period is underway for individuals without health insurance, the local nonprofit medical provider Health for All continues to provide assistance to thousands.
We provide about 2,000 patients with more than 5,000 annual doctor's visits. We pay for thousands of prescription medications. We provide lab tests, x-rays. You name it, we try to make sure that our community is healthy enough to go to school, to go to work, to take care of themselves and their families.
Executive Director Liz Dickey, speaking on WTAW's weekly United Way of the Brazos Valley update, says about 1 in 4 residents in the Brazos Valley do not have health insurance. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 61 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That text line is open, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The BBSO continues the Tenors and Titans season with two of the most celebrated works ever written, Mozart's Symphony No. 40 and Beethoven's Symphony No. 3, Eroica. The Major Masterpieces concert is Sunday, November 19th at 5 p.m. in Rudder Theater. Tickets on sale now at bbso.org or call 845-1234. The BBSO, making music come alive.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with David Guest with Home Instead Senior Care and Beta Med about their recliners. Please be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 18th, it's adding value to cull cows. Cull cows account for 15 to 30% of the value of a herd. What can you do to add value to these cull animals? Come find out this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Oh, hey, good morning. Happy Monday, you know, because it's always great to be Monday. Not really, but weather's going to be pretty good, though. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
We have a mild start to a November morning out there this morning. It looks to be a fairly warm day. We're partly sunny overall. Highs will reach about 75 to 80 this afternoon. Some cloudiness will form overnight. Lows will be near 60. Tomorrow, clouds will give way to sunshine. Temperatures will be 75 to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, we're partly cloudy with lows of 60 to 65. The outlook for Wednesday, partial sun, still warm, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Aggie football's big victory over New Mexico on Saturday. Who's pumped? It was senior night, and Damian Ratley, a senior wide receiver, he had a big performance. He caught three passes for 58 yards and two touchdowns. Here's Damian after the win. Hold on just one second. Here we
go.
Damon. We gotta unmute him. Here we go.
It's just always fun to be able to touch the end zone anywhere. But in Kyle Field, my last catch in Kyle Field to be a touchdown. And, I mean, that's just something that I've always dreamed of.
So there you go. Damian Ratley talking a little bit. We'll hear more from him as well as Coach Kevin Sumlin. By the way, Nick Starkle became the first freshman since Johnny Manziel to throw for 400-plus yards. First Aggie freshman since Johnny Manziel. So we'll talk more about that matchup as well as plenty of other things going on around Aggie land. And the Cowboys and Texans both had terrible, awful, no-good performances yesterday. We might cover that. We might not. It depends on how I'm feeling. All that and more coming up in sports.
We have dinosaur news later today.
Okay.
We haven't had any dino news in, well, the weekend.
Right.
But anyway, we'll have dino news. That's happening.
You know, they've been extinct for a while, Scott.
Well, they have. But you know, why they were extinct, you know, that thing hit the earth, and that's what happened.
Yeah, okay.
But also, if you'll recall, that's the reason we sleep at night.
Right,
because of
correct.
Dinosaurs. So dinosaurs are more important to us than ever before. Or
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in Austria, somebody called in a bomb scare to a busy office building in the middle of the day. Police questioning people around said building. They decided to ask the food cart owner who was operating over there if he knew anything about it. He said, yeah, he made the call.
No, oh, yeah, it was me.
He made the call. He explained that business was slow.
Oh.
And he was really bored. So he thought if he just went ahead and had the police evacuate the building, then there'd be a lot of people there to buy his food.
Right. Standing around.
Which is, an interesting business model.
It is.
Not thought through completely.
No, because I'm thinking, if there's a bomb in the building, I want to get far away from the building.
Why would he be hanging there?
I wouldn't stop for a hot dog.
No, you're right.
On the street.
Yeah, or whatever he happened to be selling.
Right.
I don't know what they sell.
In Austria?
Yeah, in Austria.
Me neither.
You know, one of the things in Europe, they do eat foods differently. Over there, putting mayonnaise on French fries is a deal.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird.
Yeah. Interesting.
A little strange.
Yeah.
Not the best business model, but not the worst either. Story, another one from Europe. Don't worry, we'll have some from Florida later.
Oh, good.
I didn't figure we would start with Florida.
Out.
No, we couldn't do that. A robber called Germany's dumbest criminal ever. Entered a bank with a burlap bag over his head.
Okay.
Bumping into bank customers on his way to the teller. Get out of the way. He pulls the plastic knife and toy pistol out of his belt. But then he had to lift the front of his mask to demand the money because he had forgotten to cut holes in the mask. But aside from that, it was the perfect crime.
Yeah. He had so many good things going for him there.
Why not?
Info.
Mission.
What's amazing is they told him they couldn't open the vault.
And he believed them.
And he believed them, so he left. And
of
he
course.
Was free. Until he was arrested.
Until he was not free.
Aside from that, it was just fine.
I mean, why would they lie?
I know, really.
Why would they lie to me?
I mean, they'd give you the money. He's got a plastic knife and toy pistol.
Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
This Thanksgiving, spend your day giving back. Chartwell's at Texas A&M, Epicure's Catering, and the Brazos Food Bank are proud to partner for the 34th annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of community volunteers are needed to lend a hand in preparation and delivery of over 1,000 local Thanksgiving meals. Stuffing mix, canned green beans, cranberries, and other non-perishable food can be dropped off at the WTAW studio on the fifth floor of the Guarantee Bank Building, Emerald Parkway at Highway 6. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the Bank and Trust. To request this special Thanksgiving Day meal delivery for a neighbor, yourself, or any local senior citizen, please call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. That's 695-0985. Thank you for sharing your day caring for our neighbors in the Brazos Valley.
Here's an unusual help wanted ad from Brian Broadcasting. You may not know it, but we have a very successful magazine division too. So successful that we're launching a position for a family magazine account rep. You won't be starting cold. Both Brazos Family and Wellness are very popular, which is why we need a new person to help service clients. It's a generous beginning commission with an established list. We'd rather you know about customer service, but we've been known to take a chance on talented new people. If you'd like salary info and a full job description, send an email confidentially to me, Ben, at Brian Broadcasting.
And you get to work for Ben Downs.
Yeah.
I mean, that may be different.
hey, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota, and it's day 317. We got 48 to go.
Whew.
Yeah, whew. Really. Understand now, you get a paycheck in the middle of November, and you get one at the beginning of December, and then you get one in the middle of
December,
and that's it.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Three.
That's
start
how many
saving.
Paychecks. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and start checking on the Craigslist to see what kind of free stuff is out there.
Right.
I saw this and thought of you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know it's used, but that's okay. All right. Here we go. It's World Orphans Day.
Okay. Right.
World Kindness Day.
No, be kind.
That'll be fun today. Let's see who's going to be kind. Actors Day. National Moms and Dads Day. All right, let's look into this and see what this means. National Moms and Dad Day observed November 13th. Okay, well, they got the
that's
day
it?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. That's basically it.
Okay.
That's it.
National Moms and Dad's Day.
And Orphan Day, apparently.
Yeah, and so Orphan Day, too, would be, you know, that's interesting.
A little strange.
They
yeah.
run counter to one another, I'd
true.
Say. It's Start a Rumor Day. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
mm.
Okay, we'll do that.
A little office gossip.
Sure, why not? Sadie Hawkins Day. There you go, ladies. That's your opportunity. And it's National Indian Pudding Day.
What Indian exactly pudding. Is Indian pudding?
Oh, you didn't want to ask, did you?
Indian
Googling. Pudding is observed each year, November 13th. It honors Indian pudding. Imagine
right?
that.
Okay.
It was in the 17th century that English colonists brought hasty pudding to North America and completely transformed it. Although initially... I'll continue to read if I'll get these ads out of the way.
Uh-huh.
The colonists had learned how to cultivate corn from the indigenous people here. Indian pudding was derived from their name for cornmeal.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Indian meal is what they called it. Milk was substituted for water and then added either molasses or syrup alongside with cinnamon and ginger and butter and eggs and raisins and nuts.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Actually, doesn't look half bad, but it's all a la mode here. So,
yeah.
You got ice cream
well,
all over the place.
Again, if you do that, yeah, you put that. But it is. It's kind of just, I guess you take cornmeal and make something out
right.
of it.
Right, okay.
Know, so, it's all right. There you go. Got that happening. And then we got birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Not a whole heck of a lot going on. The biggest one, really, Jimmy Kimmel. is turning 50 today.
Wow, the big 50.
He's turned the big 50. Gerard Butler is turning 48.
Okay.
So you got King Leonidas turning 48 today. Monique Coleman's turning 37. She was on Dancing with the Stars. She ended up losing. Okay. She was in High School Musical. Somebody in High School Musical turned 37 today. Steve Zahn is turning 50. Now, he's actually a pretty funny guy, and he's also been in some serious stuff, too. He was in Saving Silverman. He was one of the buddies in Saving Silverman. He's been in Sahara. He's also on Treme. HBO. HBO show. Neil Flynn turning 57. He's the dad on The Middle, if you watch that. He's also the janitor on Scrubs.
Yeah.
So, and the Lindsay Lohan's dad in Mean Girls. So that's what a lot of people remember him from. Whoopi Goldberg turning 62 today. Okay. So happy birthday to the Whoopster. So there you go. Chris Noth is turning 63. Now, he was Mr. Big on Sex and the City.
Oh, okay.
He was also on Law and Order for quite some time.
On Law and Order. That's probably when we first saw him. It's also in The Good Wife.
Joe Mantegna is turning 70.
Really like him. So really a good actor.
Joe Montana was a quarterback, you idiot.
Actually, he did a bit on Saturday Night Live with that.
No, did he really?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Okay, exactly. I'll have to check that out.
He's on Criminal Minds right now,
right.
The TV show.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. And Frances Conroy is turning 64 today. Now, she's a regular on American Horror Story.
Oh.
She also played the mom, Ruth, on 6 Feet Under. And that's all I got for birthdays.
Ginger Alden is 61 today.
Happy birthday, Ginger.
Who's Ginger?
Ginger was almost married to Elvis, but he died before that happened.
Oh.
They were engaged.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, so there you are. Oh. Done. I'd never heard of her until this morning. So flat earthers from all over the world are in Raleigh, North Carolina for the sold-out Flat Earth International Conference last week.
Yeah, but isn't it kind of signed up too late.
Mountainous
I don't
Raleigh?
Know why. Yeah, really.
It's not that flat.
Two-day conference was meant to help, quote, uncover and debunk the pseudo-scientific facts, if you will, air quote, and that's the whole purpose of it.
Mm-hmm.
Those attending say getting together with those who share their beliefs is a nice change of pace from the ridicule that they normally receive from people who disagree with the idea that Earth is flat.
Those round earthers with their nose pointed up in the air.
Beliefs vary within these flat earth community folks, though.
Okay.
But most argue that the earth is a disc, it's surrounded by an ice wall. That's why, right? Isn't that in soap opera Swords? Isn't there like a wall in soap
there
opera Swords?
There is a wall, yeah.
Maybe that's what that is.
Don't go north of the wall.
They also claim that NASA has doctored all those images of the Earth.
Oh, of course.
Which show a curved horizon in a spherical
NASA,
shape.
Those liars.
That's exactly right. And I'm sure they want to build a rocket so that they can all go up and they can have a look and see exactly whether or not it's true.
Yeah,
got to find out.
But do you understand that if you send something up, you know, if you send a rocket up there and you're going to leave it up there, you have to send supplies. And so apparently over the weekend, an unmanned rocket successfully lifted off from Virginia. It was actually yesterday morning, taking 7,400 pounds of supplies to the International Space Station.
Oh.
It will remain in orbit before rendezvousing with the space station and delivering the payload. That'll happen sometime on Tuesday. What could be in there, right? The payload includes, this is what they're telling us.
Okay.
It's what they're not
what they're telling us.
Yes. Okay. Payload includes frozen fruit bars, ice cream bars, ice cream sandwiches, cups of chocolate and vanilla ice cream.
So much ice cream.
Okay. I mean, don't they need something else?
Astronauts love ice cream, though.
Well, I didn't know that. I know that you buy that dried up ice cream at the NASA place down in Space City, and it's really, really expensive. It's like $23 for a little bar of it. And again, then you open it up in the car, and it gets into the carpet. I'm just saying because I've had kids do that because it crumbles. Dad!
Yeah.
There's dried ice cream in the carpet now. But anyway, they've got to be eating something other than ice cream. Unless they have an astronaut dentist up there that we don't know
about.
Right,
yeah. Good. You would think that eventually they need some more, like, nutritional things.
Yeah, well, and Tang, ice cream and Tang.
That's what
they get. Remember the astronauts?
Delicious.
Used to tell us to drink Tang because the astronauts did?
Yeah.
That was a deal. All right, 6:24.
Get into the holiday spirit with our annual Holidays in the Rotunda celebration at the Bush Library and Museum on December 2nd, starting at 10 a.m. This free event takes place in front of the museum's magnificently decorated 19-foot Christmas tree in the Rotunda. And live entertainment and Santa's workshop will get you in the Yuletide spirit. Children will be able to make holiday ornaments in the classroom, while a variety of entertainers will keep things festive in the Rotunda. There will be cookies, hot chocolate, and punch served during the activities. For more information, visit bush41.org and click on the events tab.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now look at all the allegations. Ben Affleck, two accusers. Then you got Roy Price, who's the director, interestingly, of Bezos' Amazon Studios. And he has an accuser. Oliver Stone has one accuser. You've got Bob Weinstein, the brother, has an accuser. James Toback, at least 238 accusers, who's attended the documentary Night Will Fall. Then you've got, you know, people, George Herbert Walker Bush was accused four times when he was in his wheelchair. And then you've got Terry Richardson, multiple people. Kevin Spacey, multiple people. And Ben Affleck, multiple people. Gary Piven, multiple people. Dustin Hoffman, multiple people. You know, Brett Ratner, multiple people. Ed Westwick, multiple people. Steven Seagal, multiple people. How do we ever, ever figure out the truth?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to GEICO.com, GEICO.com. All right, I recently gave my home a facelift. I did it the best and simplest way possible. Brand new blinds from Blinds.com. Every single order gets free shipping. And guess what? Their prices, they're unbeatable. Now, let's say you accidentally mismeasure. You pick the wrong color. They will remake your blinds for free. Now through November the 20th, when you go to Blinds.com or call 1-888-4-BLINDS, you're going to save up to 40% off everything, plus an additional 5% when you use the promo code Hannity. That's Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
Do you have an office space?
Hello!
So how do you make the best use of your space? From design to installation, Systems Office Furniture will create a welcoming, efficient office environment within your budget. We supply new and pre-owned office furniture, and with prices at 50 to 60% below retail, you're making a smart business decision. Many large Brazos Valley businesses have trusted Systems Office Furniture to create their offices, and you should too. Visit our showroom Monday through Friday on Highway 30 between Harvey Road and William D. Fitch, or go to createmyoffice.com. That's createmyoffice.com.
Are you looking for a job? This is Glenn Brewer with the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please join the Chamber and our title sponsor, Altran, along with Bryan Broadcasting, for our fall job fair on Thursday, November the 16th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Hilton College Station. There is no charge to attend, so get your resumes ready and come on by the Chamber's fall job fair. That's November 16th at the Hilton and College Station. Visit bcschamber.org or call 260-5200 for booth information.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota, and the weather is sponsored by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Boy, pretty nice week, about 77 for a high temperature next few days. Actually, we'll be creeping up near 80 by the end of the week, and maybe 83 or so for next Friday and Saturday. Yeah, we'll see. Anyhow, low each night will probably be in the mid to lower 60s. No mention of rain in the forecast till we get to maybe Thursday. And right now, we've got northeasterly winds at 5, 90% relative humidity, mostly cloudy skies, and it's 61.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Schulte Roofing, and Hargrove Insurance.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Jennifer Kashinka with your money now. Uber has cleared the way for a multi-billion dollar investment led by SoftBank that will transform the corporate structure of the world's most valuable startup and give the ride-hailing company a powerful ally in its battle against global rivals. The Wall Street Journal says the deal took shape after former CEO Travis Kalanick and a major investor reached an agreement over control of board seats. Meanwhile, a British panel has ruled that Uber drivers are company workers, not independent contractors. The ruling upholds a lower panel's decision agreeing that workers, under British law, Uber drivers should get the minimum wage and paid holidays. Uber says it will appeal the ruling. International enrollments at U.S. colleges have fared better than expected this year. The Institute of International Education says the number of new students coming from abroad fell by an average of 7% at nearly 500 schools this fall. But many schools surveyed fear the U.S. political climate could drive students away. Crude oil up 2 cents at $56.76 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open. And that's your money now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 61 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. An expanded College Station City Hall is going to be built at its current location. That was the decision of four members at the last council meeting. Jerome Rectorick was among those wanting City Hall to remain across the street from Texas A&M.
A, it gives us the most flexibility for not just today, but for 25 years down the road and probably longer. Number two, Texas A&M is, as whether we like it or not, is as close to a downtown that we have as I think we're going to get in a long, 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 long time.
Two others, including Julie Schultz, wanted City Hall on land the city currently owns along Krennic Tap between Texas and Dartmouth.
Puts us in a more efficient use of city employees working in the same vicinity. Plus, we can sell the other property for quite a bit of money and help fund this.
The mayor abstained because he could not decide between the two options. The design process is tentatively scheduled to begin sometime next year with construction planned to start the following year. One member of the College Station City Council took a three-hour break from last Thursday's meeting. Barry Moore stepped away during debate that led to approving requests that expands the University Town Center, a commercial development from University to Lincoln. Moore, who said during our show his company represents the developer, says major retailers are interested in coming to College Station if the location is right.
We don't have the places that a lot of folks drive to Cypress or the Woodlands to shop at. What most folks don't understand is those people are in town regularly looking at sites. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of sites that work for them.
The council was told an expanded town center could generate another $1.5 million from sales tax and hotel occupancy taxes.
You know, if you look at our sales tax dollars in comparison to our ad valorem tax dollars, our property tax dollars are going up, 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 and our sales tax dollars are going only up. Mm-hmm. It's a significantly less of an increase.
After city staff identified the town center as one of 11 areas that could host a major retailer, the council voted 4-2 to what amounts to extending Ashburn Street to provide a second way in and out of the development over the objections of homeowners in the adjoining Eastgate neighborhood. Brazos County Sheriff's investigators continue to wait for dental records to confirm the identity of a person who was found dead in a burned mobile home last Thursday. Initial findings indicate no signs of foul play and no signs of arson at the trailer located off Rock Prairie West near Holloman South. The cause of death has not been announced. Human remains found in a remote area of Huntsville in September of last year have been identified as those of a missing suburban Houston teenager. The skeletal remains of Noe Espinal of Spring were found along a power line easement. The Huntsville Item reports six gang members have been indicted on murder charges. Investigators believe Espinal belonged to a rival gang. A crash that killed two Bryan men and hospitalized a third man last Friday morning is being investigated as an intoxication manslaughter. That's according to the daily list of cases issued by the Bryan Police Department. The victims were in a pickup waiting to exit a truck stop parking lot on West Highway 21 when they were struck by a pickup that left the highway. A BPD spokesman says their investigation includes the reason the truck left the highway and if there's any evidence of braking or trying to avoid striking the truck in the parking lot. The driver and a passenger in the truck that left the highway sustained minor injuries. Governor Abbott wants to double the size of the Texas State Guard to 5,000. The announcement during a Veterans Day rally in Austin follows the state's unarmed volunteers being stretched thin by Hurricane Harvey. About 12,000 state and National Guard members were activated. About one out of every four residents in the Brazos Valley does not have health insurance. That keeps nonprofit medical agencies like the Health for All Clinic in Bryan busy.
With the Affordable Care Act, there are a lot of details that would go into an explanation, but suffice it to say that our state didn't expand Medicaid, and that left a gap, that left a huge population that kind of falls in between the cracks, that doesn't make enough money to get health care to pay out of pocket, and unfortunately makes too much money to receive any assistance or tax subsidies.
Executive Director Liz Dickey says they will see 2,000 patients and pay for around 5,000 doctor's visits.
One fact remains, we still have neighbors that need help.
Dickey's comments come from WTAW's weekly United Way of the Brazos Valley update, where Health for All is one of United Way's community impact grant recipients. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 61 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 70. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, but does it really? Protect yourself from ill advice. CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same-day or next-day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Do apples make a difference? Unmask the whole truth and schedule an appointment today at chistjoseph.org/illadvice.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take a short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Norman to track.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure? Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
If you're headed out on the road to follow your favorite football team, go first to Sevcheck Service Center. Let them take care of your car or truck and get it ready for the road. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or something a little bit more serious, the Sevcheck family has been keeping cars and trucks running in the Brazos Valley since 1972. They're open all week long, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6, and Saturdays 7 to 4. It's Sevcheck Service Center, family-owned and operated, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Let's do weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications. 775-2929.
High pressure will bring us plenty of sunshine today. Temperatures, they're going to probably work their way up to about 75 to 80, a warm stretch of weather in the forecast through at least midweek. Clouds tonight, lows near 60. Some morning cloudiness tomorrow, then becoming partly sunny. Highs will be 75 to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 60 to 65. Sunshine returns Wednesday with a high of 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie football got a big win on Saturday. They needed it after dropping two straight, 55-14 over New Mexico. Nick Starkle with a record performance. Coach Kevin Sumlin was asked about his starting QB after the game.
I think what you've seen is as he has practiced, he's starting to knock the rust off a little bit and feeling more comfortable with changing protections and seeing things in real time.
Of course, Starkle suffered a broken ankle in game one of the season against UCLA. He looks to be bouncing back quite nicely, throwing for 400-plus yards in that game. We'll talk about that, as well as other things going on around Aggie land. Namely, Aggie soccer is moving on to the second round of the NCAA tournament after defeating Lamar on Friday. I had to remember who they played. They played Lamar. They actually blanked them 1-0, and they'll be taking on Notre Dame this week. We'll talk about that, as well as hoops coming up in sports.
Notre Dame, huh?
Notre Dame is coming to town.
They're looking for something good to happen in their athletic department, aren't they?
Once again, the Fighting Irish might have gotten a little bit more credit than what they really needed.
It happens, you know. So
well, it does.
So I turned on the TV just to see how the Texans were losing.
Yeah.
And so I saw Tom Savage sitting on the bench. It appears he wears his wedding ring.
Yeah, I've noticed that before. That's a little different.
And he's probably not the only player who does it, but I found that interesting.
Is it one of those, like, Kalo rings, the plastic, like, rubber rings?
It was a gold band. It was a simple gold band.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, don't know. Thought that was just kind of interesting.
Interesting.
All right, so. He's out there, and he's tweeting again.
He is, and we're going to go back to Saturday we weren't here.
Yeah.
And he had some really, really good tweets on Saturday.
Yeah.
He started with, met with President Putin of Russia, who was at APEC meetings. Good discussions on Syria. Hope for this to help solve, along with China, the dangerous North Korea crisis. Progress is being made.
Wow. That sounds serious, almost, like he's president of the United States.
I know, right? Oh, and then we get to this one. When will all the haters and fools out there realize that having a good relationship with Russia is a good thing, not a bad thing? They're always playing politics, bad for our country. I want to solve North Korea, Syria, Ukraine, terrorism, and Russia can greatly help.
Wow.
And then he continued, does the fake news media remember when crooked Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, was begging Russia to be our friend with the misspelled reset button? Obama tried also, but he had zero chemistry with Putin. And then we move on to North Korea. Why would Kim Jong-un insult me by calling me old when I would never call him short and fat? Oh, well, I try so hard to be his friend, and maybe someday that will happen. Oh, and then this morning, about 9 minutes ago, he tweeted, we'll be leaving the Philippines tomorrow after many days of constant meetings and work in order to make America great again. My promises are rapidly being fulfilled.
So did you see the picture of him? I mean, wearing traditional Filipino garb.
Oh, really?
Like the president? Yeah. He's wearing like a Nehru jacket kind of thing.
Huh.
And it's kind of... It looks pretty comfortable. You know, it's hot in the Philippines.
Right.
And doing that whole coat and tie thing
is... Yeah, it's very
humid,
I've heard.
Not much fun. So, anyway, but he's decked out in a light color. You don't normally see... I mean, he wears almost exclusively blue and black suits, and so it's a little bit different.
It's like he's wearing the same one that the president,
yep, I guess. Exactly. Yeah, like they shopped at the same place or something like that. I'm not exactly sure. We haven't really talked about this because it's not part of our world.
Right.
But we have kind of said... You know, women are going to start to be able to drive in Saudi Arabia, and they're also going to be able to attend sporting events in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, there's a new dude in town, new guy who is in charge of Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
And he's like the great grandson of the original. I mean, there's a ruling family. That's
okay.
The House of Saud. And he arrested I don't know, like 300 people last week on Thursday.
It's not going to win you a lot of...
He arrested, I think, 11 or 12 of his relatives and put them in prison.
Jeez.
Yeah, yeah. So there are changes that are going on
He's making moves.
Well, and they announced today that they are now going to go ahead and reopen the airports. They had decided not to fly to places like Yemen because of terrorism over there. And so... and again, we don't hear about this, but last Thursday, there was a rocket launch for the Saudi Arabian city of Riyadh, and they shot the rocket down, and it had markings like it had come from Iran. So, I mean, it's not good over there.
Right.
And, but it looks like he's trying to stabilize things in, well, what he's calling himself a modernizer. And I guess that makes sense if you're going to let women drive now and go to sporting events. And it's kind of like China was a while back. They realized they were going to have to change if they were going to be part of the world economy.
Right.
And it appears that Saudi Arabia is going to be doing that. So watch for that to see how all that happens.
Right. Because when you have rules like that, you alienate yourself from other people coming in, you know, for any reason.
Exactly. Now, and the other thing is the big air show opened in Dubai yesterday. And we wouldn't necessarily know that. Clearly, I had time to read about stuff that doesn't make the front page. And what's happened is I think it's Emirates Air decided to buy airplanes from Boeing. And it was thought that they weren't going to. They were going to buy from Airbus, who's Boeing's competitor, not an American company. It's a $69 billion contract. And I think the president wants to get back to the United States before he makes the announcement about that. But that means American jobs and money in America. And it was interesting because they said they had this big room where a news conference was going to be held. And right before it started, all the representatives from Airbus left the room because they found out that they didn't get the contract.
Oh, so they were sad.
They were. And the other thing is that Qatar was not there, Qatar Airlines. And we don't hear about these airlines, but they're really big in other parts of the world.
Right.
And just because they're not in America doesn't mean that they're not big airlines.
Yeah.
But Qatar Air didn't even come to the air show. So it shows how things in the Middle East are not stable right now. But also a story in the Houston Chronicle said it's going to be okay because Saudi Arabia just bought out Dutch Shell and bought the largest oil refinery in U.S. America, which is in Port Arthur.
Okay.
And they're going to build one in Corpus Christi, and that means that oil prices will start going back up in Texas, which we like. Well, it'll go all over America, but we'll like that. It was up to $55 last week, and they're thinking it may go beyond that because that's what we need if we're going to like build more seats in our football stadium.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
We have to have oil prices.
We
need more grand pianos.
Exactly. Well, we do. We need that. And so we're hoping that at least things stabilize in the Middle East and maybe that most importantly oil prices will go up so that we can start getting the hotels filled again.
Exactly.
Because all those people aren't working in the oil patch
but
anymore.
But it's just going to be really awkward at the family reunion now that he's throwing all his family in jail.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I don't think they celebrate Thanksgiving or Christmas, so that probably is not going to happen anytime soon.
Well, and they'll be in prison anyway.
That's true.
Or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 18th, it's adding value to cull cows. Cull cows account for 15 to 30% of the value of a herd. What can you do to add value to these cull animals? Come find out this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Their transitions from low shrubs to turf, their replacements for grass when it's too shady for turf or too steep to mow safely. They're great in long, narrow spaces where grass would be tough to maintain. They are ground covers, and they're a phenomenon that's come along in the past several decades. Lucky for us. We're going to talk about the best ground covers and how to use them right after this important message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Want to save some money on it?
First book, regular price $31.95 plus tax and postage. Second and third books sent to the same address, only $26.95. It makes a wonderful gift. Remember, this book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This book is a quarter century newer. The one reference book that'll cover everything you need. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out of my office, and every book goes out signed, personally inscribed if you wish. Remember, for a limited time, $31.95 for the first book, $26.95 for the second and third. 800-752-GROW. Call 9 to 5 weekdays, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Ground covers take a couple of forms. Some are low trailing plants that sprawl and cover the earth. They may or may not form roots along their stems as they spread. Other ground covers are clumps. They spread by multiplying. One plant recreates itself into two and then four and then eight and so on to fill the bed. How well the plant grows will enter your decisions when it comes time to choose the best types for your needs. Let's talk about ground covers for the shade first. My own personal choice for areas where it's too shady for even St. Augustine is regular Mondo grass. It's also called monkey grass, Ophia pogon, and lily turf. It has grass-like texture, but it grows to 6 to 8 inches tall, and when planted in a moist, well-prepared soil and spaced 10 inches between tennis ball-sized clumps, Mondo grass will fill in completely within the first year. You can walk through it occasionally, for example, to blow leaves out in the fall or to retrieve a ball or a frisbee, but it's not intended for areas of traffic. I do not mow mine, although some commercial landscapers trim beds down to an inch or two in late winter. That way they get a flush of uniform new growth in the spring. Other shade candidates, liriope, the summer flowering big sister to Mondo grass, and English ivy, Asian jasmine, and purple winter creeper euonymus, among others. About ground covers for slopes. In the couple of places where I have steep slopes it would be impossible to mow, I've used both Mondo grass and liriope where there's shade in the afternoon, and purple winter creeper or either harbor dwarf or harbor bell nandinas in full sun. All of these plants form dense root systems that hold the soil securely once the plants get established. Other candidates for slopes in shade would be English ivy, and in sun, Asian jasmine and tam junipers. And then ground covers for narrow spaces. Here we're talking about areas like parkways, the space between the curb and the sidewalk, and alongside drives that are close to the house. In shade, once again, I use Mondo grass or the tiny dwarf Mondo grass in limited areas only. In sun, you could either use purple winter creeper euonymus, knowing that you're going to have to trim it occasionally to keep it from spreading out into the pavement, or you could use one of those same dwarf nandinas. I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next Plant Talk Texas, it's Bodark, homage to a survivor. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, Fighting Texas Aggie football got back on the win wagon Saturday, downing New Mexico 55-14 on senior night at Kyle Field. Senior wideout Damian Ratley had a big performance, hauling in three catches for 58 yards and two touchdowns.
It was cool. It was fun. You know, it's always a joy to play in front of the 12th man and just go out there and have fun with the players to my left and my right. And, I mean, it's just always fun to be able to touch the end zone anywhere. But in Kyle Field, my last catch in Kyle Field to be a touchdown. And, I mean, that's just something that I've always dreamed of.
Now, Ratley wasn't the only receiver getting work on a night when quarterback Nick Starkle threw for 416 yards and four touchdowns, all in the first half. After going down with a broken ankle in the first game of the season against UCLA, Starkle has slowly been making his way back. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin.
You know, he's thrown a couple touchdowns now in the blitzes, right into the teeth of them, taking some hits, took some hits tonight that I didn't want to see him take. But all that stuff can't, you don't get that on video, and you don't get that in virtual reality. You get that practicing and playing.
Now, with his performance, Starkle becomes the first Aggie freshman since Johnny Manziel to throw for 400-plus yards. To hear more from Coach Sumlin on the win and Starkle's performance, tune into the Coach Kevin Sumlin radio show tonight from 7 to 8, right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Elsewhere around Aggieland, 25th-ranked men's hoops rallied to thump 11th-ranked West Virginia 88-65 Friday in Germany. And the number 20 Aggie women improved to 2-0 on the year with an 83-62 win over Louisiana Lafayette yesterday. To get Coach Blair's take on the weekend, as well as Coach Kennedy's, tune into the coaches' radio shows tonight at 6 and 8 right here on WTAW. And number 11 Aggie soccer is moving on to the second round of the NCAA tournament after blanking Lamar 1-0 on Friday. The Maroon and White will play host to Notre Dame this Friday. Both the Texans and the Cowboys came up short yesterday. Jared Goff passed for a career-high 355 yards and 3 touchdowns as the Rams topped Houston 33-7 out in L.A. Texans coach Bill O'Brien was asked what his message was to the team following the loss.
I haven't done a good job coaching this team this year. That was my message to the team, and I have to figure out how to coach this team better and try to get them to play better. Because of what you just saw out there, we didn't play well, and haven't really, you know, we've done some good things at some times during the year, but been very inconsistent, and that's a mark of a coach that needs to do a better job.
QB Tom Savage tossed two interceptions and lost two fumbles as Houston falls to 3-6 on the year. Out in Atlanta, things didn't get any better for the Cowboys as they fell to the Falcons 27-7. Atlanta defensive end Adrian Claiborne was able to take advantage of Pro Bowl left tackle Tyron Smith's absence, racking up a record 6 sacks. Here's Boys head coach Jason Garrett.
Protecting the quarterback is where it all starts in the passing game. And if you don't do that very well, you're going to have a hard time moving the ball through the air. And it really doesn't matter what's going on down the field. You have to protect first. And we didn't do as good a job as we typically do in that area. And we certainly have to look at it and find ways to get better.
Now, the Cowboys were shorthanded in a myriad of ways. Of course, they were missing star running back Ezekiel Elliott, who was serving game one of his 6-game suspension, and middle linebacker Sean Lee was forced to leave in the first half with a hamstring injury. With the loss, Dallas is now 5-4 on the season. Tonight's game features the Carolina Panthers playing host to the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff will be at 7:25 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. James Harden had 26 points and 15 assists, and the Houston Rockets bested the Indiana Pacers 118-95 yesterday. Meanwhile, up in OKC, Paul George scored 37 points, and Russell Westbrook added 27 as the Thunder downed the Dallas Mavericks 112-99. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars are on the road this evening as they pay a visit to the Carolina Hurricanes at 6. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect, one who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the Satellite Professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the Satellite Professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the Satellite Professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
When you're shopping for Christmas, remember to shop local first. Our local businesses support all sorts of community projects. They also provide jobs. They pay the taxes that pay for police and fire. And when you're shopping out of town, you're paying for somebody else's parks. The stations of Bryan Broadcasting ask you to look around here first. It's fun, it's fast, and it's where our jobs are.
If you're headed out on the road to follow your favorite football team, go first to SevCheck Service Center. Let them take care of your car or truck and get it ready for the road. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or something a little bit more serious, the SevCheck family has been keeping cars and trucks running in the Brazos Valley since 1972. They're open all week long, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays 7 to 4. It's SevCheck Service Center, family-owned and operated, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
About a minute till News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. You can call or text in your news, pictures, anything, 979-695-1620. Chelsea!
Yes?
I mean, I know you stay busy, but I'm afraid there may be one more thing we have to add.
Okay.
April the giraffe may be pregnant again.
Yep.
Oh, yep. Zach told me last week.
Okay, CBS reports that it's been 7 months since April gave birth to her calf online to an audience estimated at over a million viewers.
I was one of them.
All right, so Jordan Patch, who's the owner of the Animal Adventure Park up in New York, says, I cannot confirm or deny.
How do you not know?
Well, he probably
does.
It is start a rumor
He's
day.
He's playing coy.
Waiting on a sponsor.
Yeah, there we go.
As soon as he gets that, so you may need to be doing a pregnancy watch again on April. There
Can't
we go.
Wait.
77 for a high temperature today, maybe even warmer, 78 tomorrow, maybe 80 by midweek. It's 61 now. And it's 7 o'clock, first in news, weather, and sports. WTAW College Station Bryan. Go to RadioAguilon.com. Listen to us.